Our next and last presentation for this session is California Students Direct Change for Suicide Prevention and Mental Health, Outcomes from a Statewide Student Video Contest in California. Jana Sharputovsky is the president of Your Social Market and has managed school and community-based social marketing campaigns for the past 15 years. She created Direct Change 3 years ago in the hope of engaging youth and young adults in suicide prevention and reducing stigma related to mental health. Thank you.
Hi. Is there anybody from California in the room? Great, welcome. I actually have tips at the end for how everybody can use some of the work that we've done, hopefully back in your own communities. And just to start out with, Directing Change is funded by counties in California through the Mental Health Services Act. And the Mental Health Services Act was formerly Prop 63, but it allocates a millionaire's tax. So 1% of individuals making over $1 million is directed towards mental health funding, early intervention, prevention, early intervention services. And that's the funding that made Directing Change possible. So really at its heart, Directing Change is a film contest. It asks students, high school students, and University of California students to develop 60-second films in suicide prevention or ending the silence about mental illness. The hope, the primary goal of the program is really to educate and engage students through this filmmaking process to make them more knowledgeable and more compassionate, and really thereby creating future filmmakers, future parents, future teachers, future advocates or community members who have increased knowledge and really tying into a lot of the things that you talked about. However, we really started the program because, at least in California, there is a range of prevention programs for mental health or suicide prevention, but the challenge is getting them into the schools and really finding that champion on campus who's going to implement them. So Directing Change donates free programs to every school that participates, and by creating these champions on campus that are implementing the program, it's a warm handoff. They participate in the program, and all of a sudden we have a class, a professor, a counselor who's really interested in these topics and able to actually implement programs where before we were just hitting closed doors. Another goal of the program is to support education and advocacy films, to really use these films developed by peers to do peer-to-peer outreach and stimulate discussion about the topics. I am going to show a couple of films, and I do have a DVD for everybody who's interested if you want to take that back home to your communities. And last but not least, we do want to educate community members, especially those in the news media and entertainment media, about safe messaging on these topics. There are actually guidelines that are established to safely report on suicide prevention and also how to accurately report on mental health. So all of our judges, we have 200 judges for all of our films, participate in a one-hour training on the topics. You can see some of our partners here because we couldn't do it alone. You see NAMI California donates their Ending the Silence presentation to every school that participates. We have a range of suicide prevention programs. CDE stands for the California Department of Education. They promote our program with all 5,000 high schools in California and the 800 districts. We partner with after-school programs with county mental health agencies, their Trevor Project, local NAMI affiliates. So it's a really integrated partnership process that helps the program be what it is. So I want to take a minute, because I'm going to tell you so much about our program, but without seeing the films, you won't appreciate it as much. So I'm going to show you a film. So as you can see here on the map, over the past 2 years, we've reached more than 2,000 students. We've had 800 submissions. We get about 400 to 500 submissions a year. We have right now 150 schools participating. We have 5,000 high schools in the state, so there's still a lot of schools that we're trying to reach out to. Our biggest success is really when a professor, a psychology professor, or a film class takes it on as a curriculum, and they're integrating it, and 80 of our schools have now made it a part of their curriculum that they implement every year in these classes. The state is divided into 9 regions, so schools compete first in their region, and then the winners move on to a statewide competition, and then we have local award ceremonies and a statewide award ceremony. So I'll show a couple of results from our different program goals. The first is for our student outcomes. This quote reads, "I participated in this contest because this year alone I've heard about 5 different teen suicides. I've had to deal with depression and know many other kids who have been so depressed that they thought about suicide. Teen suicide is an issue that can't be ignored, and when I learned about the contest, I knew that it was my chance to stand up and really make a difference." We actually get a lot of these types of quotes where individuals have friends They've had suicides that take place in school, and the contest is one way to actually process some of those experiences and emotions. We have a post-survey that we send out to our participating students and to our school advisors. And so we, one of them is a pledge. We encourage them to keep a mind of being more compassionate towards those who are experiencing tough times, standing up for youth who are different and picked on as a result. And most importantly, this third one, not keep it a secret. If a friend tells me he or she is thinking about suicide, it's one of our key outcomes from the program, is that generally youth tell a friend when they have problems, and friends are hesitant to share that secret and break that friend's trust. We also ask them about their involvement in suicide prevention or mental health programs, or their likelihood to become advocates on their campus. We learn a lot from our teachers, and this is one of the quotes that I share. We have a lot of our teachers who tell us when they start the film class, you know, nobody talks about the issues. It's kind of, there's a lot of silence, and then they really delve into these topics, and it's different from reading symptoms or signs in the textbooks about suicide, warning signs for suicide or symptoms of mental health. But because they have to delve so deep into the subject, they're developing scripts, they're recruiting actors, they're really trying to influence others with their film and make that emotional connection. What a lot of our advisors are telling us, by the end of the film class, they've completely change the view and how they talk about these issues. They've really enveloped empathy, and I think that's really something that's hard to do when you have an educational class, and it's very different from being involved in a program for several weeks where you're really channeling kind of that creative process. So nice. I talked a lot about our goal for promoting school-based prevention programs. Every school that participates receives educational resources and prevention programs. And if you look at the third outcome here, the contest encouraged our school administration to discuss implementing or increasing suicide prevention and mental health programs on campus, 68.6%. We reach out to every school on campus, tell them about prevention programs, make a warm handoff, connect them with local programs, and then follow up again to see how they've used the program. So as I mentioned, every school receives SAMHSA Suicide Prevention Toolkit for schools and another suicide prevention program of their choice. And every school receives an Ending the Silence presentation from NAMI, and then we track how many students are reached through each of our donated programs or presentations. We support education efficacy efforts through showing of films. So we hear back from each of our schools. We don't hear back from all the schools that participate, but we hear back from a lot of our constant advisors about how they're then using the films on campus to raise awareness. This is one example. After the contest, I partnered with our school's Public Service Academy and created an entire broadcast on the topic of stopping stigma. The broadcast was seen by almost the entire school, and some classrooms had follow-up discussions on the topic. So again, the program is a catalyst to get into the school, and then it opens the door to other prevention efforts. In the very first year of the program, the films were viewed over 30,000 times and downloaded 400 times. All films are accessible to you as well to use. You can view them, you can download them. We have DVDs that we share. We're creating a lot of partnerships throughout the state of using the different films as part of in waiting rooms, for example. A lot of people are embedding them in social media and on their website. Our county health departments have shared them with local movie theaters that are showing them, or even using them for public service announcements through their TV channels. And I just encourage you all to go to Directing Change. You go to Contest Winners, and then you can view and download each of these films as well. Here are a couple of pictures from our statewide awards ceremony. We invite students to come up to Sacramento, the statewide winners, and we actually have them participate in a legislative briefing with mental health and suicide prevention individuals from their state. So it's legislators from their county. And they get to talk about the issues, share their views, share some of their films. And it's amazingly enough, a lot of them enjoy that more than our red carpet award ceremony, which takes place a little bit later. What we found is it's a great way for us to promote legislation related to mental health and suicide prevention in California through our legislative briefing early in the morning. Legislators love hearing from young people about why these issues matter to them and how programs are making a difference. We also work a lot with the entertainment industry. We were fortunate to work with a director and actor from Glee who aired a very well-managed, very well-done suicide prevention episode, for example, and they've become supporters, and they're the MCs for our annual award ceremony, for example. We I wanted to just show you guys here. We have a couple of great statewide judges. We have Bradley Bucher from Glee. We have George Parra, who was the producer of Silver Linings Playbook. I don't know if any of you guys have seen that, or Nebraska. We have the Principal Deputy Administrator for the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration. So whereas our judges are a lot of community and regular school individuals involved in suicide prevention or mental health, we also try to get individuals who are in entertainment, who are in the news media, to really get engaged with these programs and learn about suicide prevention, mental health, and by extension, get interested in the topics, possibly covering them, but also handling them responsibly and in a correct way. And I'm going to go back to this slide that I skipped. But judges are drawn from mental health, suicide prevention, like I mentioned, the news media, entertaining. We administer a pre and post survey to our judges about knowledge of safe messaging on these topics, and then they participate in a 1-hour training. And so here are some of the outcomes. But really our key outcomes are awareness of safe messaging guidelines and then intend to use these guidelines when developing any future content on suicide prevention or also on mental health. And something of interest, hopefully to all of you guys in the room, there is a messaging framework that exists for suicide prevention. If you go to suicidepreventionmessaging.actionallianceforsuicideprevention.org, you can find the entire framework. It takes you through the rationale for messaging and some of the guidelines and samples. So generally in public health, I think all of us, a lot of times when we talk about a problem, we want to have statistics to back it up and say, every so many seconds a suicide occurs, or you know, it's something common. In suicide prevention, we actually try to do quite the opposite. There's actually studies that have shown if you promote that suicide is common, it can increase the likelihood of a young person who's already feeling vulnerable to think of it as a rather common solution to their problems. So in suicide prevention, we're actually quite opposite. We're trying to stay away from sensationalizing statistics or making it appear common. And so it becomes a little bit more challenging for us when we present the problem and the need for intervention efforts. So it's really interesting and hands-on information that you can share, bless you, with reporters, with news media, with really any spokesperson in your organization that handles topics of suicide prevention and mental health. There's good tips for talking points and message points to avoid and to include. And when we train our students and our advisors, these key messaging points about the topic, it's a pretty extensive training that students and advisors go through, too, to really develop their films. So they learn about these topics, and then they apply them through the filmmaking process and its essence. So what can you do? I encourage you to use the films. We're going to hand out the DVDs if you're interested in receiving one. I really would like you to review and apply safe messaging guidelines to your work if you do work in suicide prevention or mental health. And we're very interested in duplicating efforts. So if you have an interest in your organization, we'd like to expand it to other states. We have a model in place now that can easily be duplicated. We have infrastructures in place that can be applied. We are happy to share those, or we're happy to duplicate them for you. And thank you for your time. Would anybody like a DVD? Because I'm going to go around and hand those out. Thank you.